Yin she start raking the statue at her births, deaths, and marriages. It'll no be lang afore you come to lippin' on the census forby. The census, or heed count of the whole populace, goes back till ancient times, and was the way that states reckoned the number of folk that should be stented and taxed. In 1755, two ministers of the kirk, cried Alexander Wabster and Robert Wallace, heed at Scotland's first national census, begate the other ministers that gather in the numbers of folk in their sundry parochs. Altogether, a figure of 1,265,000 folk was returned for the hail of Scotland, or about 1/5 what it is the day. The named individual bodies wasn't recorded, but rather the number of kinds of treads and what religions was apparent. In 1801, the first census for the hail of the United Kinrick was held, and the job of tacking down the numbers was given to the parochial skillmeasters and session clerks. The aim of this census was to win the number of folk in the hail UK, ages, sexes and treads, and who the populace was spread. And yince this was gathered in, the original papers was for ordner done awa wi. Who and ever, a puckle skillmeasters and clerks held on to their leets and jottings for this and the folion twa three census spears that was now held ilka 10 year, as in 1811, 1821, 1831 and since then. Whar their leets does win hour, they gie the name of the heed of the house, whar they bade, and the number of bodies in their house, though no their names, and whiles the coroner tread. The reason that their papers was keep it was appearingly to do with making catechist and communion leets. But for 1841 onwards, the census gives the names of ilka body in a house on the census nicht, their ages, what kind of work they did, and whether or no they were born in the shire where they bade, or belonged to another kintra. For 1851 was eke the important facts of who a body was sib to the heed of the house, and whether they were married, unmarried, or a weeder. It will be well seen that the census returns, and in particular for 1841 and 1851, afore statutor and roman of birth, death, and marriages, is gay and handy for family history. While there may be no record of the births of some forebears afore 1855, either through loss of registers, or a cause they were seceders for the main kirk, or belonged other religions, the census will gie ages and some notion of where a body was born. But caw canny with the state of ages, aften folk couldna mind just how old they were, a puckle lead. And in 1841, the census takers just rounded the ages up. As stated already, you might find that the session clerk keep it census papers for afore 1841, and they will often be fun among the kirk session registers. Some of the bigger towns and cities, like Dundee and Glasgow, has a puckle census and census-like spears for the early 19th century or afore. She spear at these city register houses to get mere wittens. Sib to the census is another kind of record that was taken ilka year and starting in 1855. This was the valuation row or catalogue. Valuation rows was put together by the borough and shire councils for the ettle of stenting property for to pay for all the public burdens. Their muckle registers for ordner will state ilka individual house or subject, the name of the body that owned it, and the names, treads or positions of all the tenants and what they paid in rent. Though it isn't a census, it can be used to find folk atween the census years and will give you a bit of information anent your forebears' social stonin. The valuation rows can be found either at your town or city register house, or at the National Register House in Embra. Along with the census and valuation rows, another source that can be gay yisfi is the Toon or Shire Prognostic or Almanac, whiles Kent Ningles is a street directory. Their books first caved in Scotland for the late 18th century, starting in the bigger toons, and gied all kind of information, such as calendars, dates, names and offices of published officials, clubs and organisations, carriers, stagecoaches, ships and ship owners, or the duties payable on goods and gear. But a bin aw for the family historian, their books leet at mony of the heeds of hooses, gone by the alphabet, the number and place of their hoose, and what social stonin they had. By the mid-19th century, the information gien is gey detailed, and folk for aw social classes can be fun. The prognostic or street directory will be held for ordinar at your toon libra amang its history works.